In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison finalises the lineup of his new cabinet. Church abuse victims disappointed with the Pope's speech in Ireland. And in sport, Wallabies coach Michael Checker launches a furious defence of his job after the All Blacks extend their Bledisloe Cup reign into a 16th year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Newly appointed Prime Minister Scott Morrison has extended an olive branch by offering his challengers Julie Bishop and Peter Dutton the option to stay on in his cabinet. Mr Morrison is expected to announce the lineup of his new cabinet tomorrow or Tuesday. The appointments aim to fuse stability and key portfolios with what Mr Morrison is calling a new generation of leaders. Calls are growing for former Prime Minister Tony Abbott to retire at the next election. Liberal MP Warren Entsch has joined Andrew Lamming in urging their colleague to leave Parliament over his role in sparking the Liberals' leadership spill. Mr Abbott says he's not considering quitting Parliament anytime soon and intends to give new Prime Minister Scott Morrison his total support. Australian actor John Jarrett, best known for his role in Wolf Creek, has strongly denied sexually assaulting a woman in Sydney during the 1970s. New South Wales police have issued a 66-year-old man understood to be Jarrett with a court attendance notice for the offence of rape. Mr Jarrett's lawyer, Chris Murphy, says he believes his client's innocence will be easy to prove. The Pope has met with 8 victims of church abuse and mistreatment in Ireland after expressing pain and shame over failures to tackle the scandals. The 90-minute meeting came hours after Pope Francis acknowledged in a speech at Dublin Castle that Irish people had a right to be outraged by the Church's response to the crimes. Abuse survivor Margaret McGuckin has dismissed the Pope's comments as a sham.
It was just one paragraph and then forgotten about again. And that's what they've continued to do. They don't want to know. They don't understand. They just don't get it about the suffering of child abuse victims because they're still covering up for their own priests and their bishops.
China says it's irresponsible of US President Donald Trump to suggest it was not putting enough pressure on North Korea over its nuclear program. Mr. Trump had tweeted that China was not helping because of trade tensions with the US. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says the remarks are concerning and contrary to basic facts. An inquiry has reportedly been launched into Italy's interior minister over the refusal to allow a group of migrants to disembark from a Coast Guard ship in Sicily. 13 sick migrants have been removed from the ship, which has been docked for 5 days, as Italy pushes for other EU nations to take them in. Media reports say prosecutors in Sicily are investigating Interior Minister Matteo Salvini for illegal confinement, illegal arrest and abuse of power. Peru has granted asylum to hundreds of Venezuelans who missed a passport deadline. The country has brought into force new entry requirements to control the numbers of Venezuelan migrants. Passports rather than easily forged identity cards are now required to be shown. Peru's Foreign Minister Nestor Populizio says humanitarian visas may be issued to help Venezuelans who don't have a passport. This Venezuelan migrant says he's in a desperate situation.
We were at the best time of our lives, with friends, school, family, but we had to leave to find a better life. In Venezuela, we were hungry.
New Zealander Rose Matafio says she's honoured to have won the Best Comedy Show Award at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Her show, Horn Dog, is about a woman in her 20s looking for passionate relationships rather than love. Of Samoan and Scottish-Croatian heritage, the 26-year-old performer says she's encouraged by the growing cultural diversity in comedy. She's only the 5th woman to win the title. Her fellow nominees were from Australia, America, Russia, India, Ireland and the UK. And to sport, Michael Checker has launched a furious defence of his Wallabies coaching job, saying it's naive to think he's worried about his future. The mood turned icy at the post-test press conference after Australia crashed to a 2nd heavy loss to the All Blacks in the space of a week. The 40-12 defeat at Eden Park seeds the Bledisloe Cup and twists the pressure up several notches on Checker, whose position wasn't under any question 2 weeks ago. He says he's insulted by the question.
I want Australia to play good rugby and be the best it can. So if you think that I'm worrying about myself, then you've never known me.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 22, Adelaide, partly cloudy 17, Melbourne, early fog, evening showers 16, Hobart, showers developing 15, Canberra, showers 15, Wollongong Shaw was 17, Sydney Shaw was 18, much the same in Newcastle 17, Brisbane a possible storm 20, Cairns mostly sunny 29, and Darwin mostly sunny 31. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.